This is Scott Becker with a Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast and a joint effort with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to have a first-time author on the phone who just has authored a new book. She's also one of the editors-in-chief at Becker's Healthcare, Laura Durda. Laura, introduce yourself, and then more importantly, tell us the title of the book, tell us the book you authored, where people can buy it, and so forth.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. So, as you mentioned, I'm editor-in-chief here at Becker's Healthcare, and I really enjoy writing. I am also a creative writer. That was a background in my degree in college at Knox College. And the book that I have just published on Amazon is called Tumble Rose. It's really about women and sisters in particular, three sisters, the first one, the oldest one, who announces her engagement on the same day that her youngest sister announces her divorce. And the middle sister is a single mom, and so the book is really just about them navigating their relationships as they go through some really, really big life changes, and how they really view womanhood and sisterhood going through those changes.
Well, just fantastic. And how many sisters do you have?
I have two sisters.
And so do you get accused if you're really writing about your sisters? Do you have anything to worry about at home, or are you okay?
You know, I'm okay. I have given them copies of the book, and none of it is really based on our real lives, although there are, you know, some little side things that are inspired by our own interactions. But really, the situations are completely new, nothing that, you know, we really have experienced through all of us. We're all very happily married, so that's a very good thing. But really, it's just great to have their input and insights and them being able to kind of collaborate with me on this and go through the journey of it as well.
Well, that's fantastic. And so how are you starting to, what was the process of writing the book? How did you get motivated to do it and all those things? And what a magnificent effort.
Absolutely. So I've always been somebody who loves telling stories. And that's really since, you know, almost before I could talk, I would try to tell stories to my parents. And so really, they've just always been inspired, you know, coming out of me and something that I use in order to help me gather my thoughts, really process what's going on in the world around me. So I was really inspired by two things. First off, the engagement between my cousin and her now husband, which is kind of the setting of the first chapter, because my cousin, you know, was not sure she wanted to say yes when her boyfriend proposed to her. So I was going through that and then really taking that story and running with it. You know, what would happen if on the same day an oldest sister gets engaged and has kind of a really romantic story with her youngest sister is getting divorced at the same time. And so that was really what inspired it. And then trying to think about, you know, what's going to happen to that relationship, what's going to happen to these sisters who really have very different ideas of what a woman should be in this day and age. It's definitely set in current and modern day. So kind of looking through some of the big things that are going on, whether it's the hashtag MeToo movement, or really, you know, women. I know there's like there's another tagline that says the future is female, and so really understanding what that means. And then from a third perspective, I'm the mother of a young son, a 3-year-old son as well, and so I wanted to bring that perspective into the story with the middle child, looking at raising her son and what it really means to have an engaged and raising a son in this day and age where there's so many much focus on bringing women up and then trying to understand, you know, where young boys fit into that as well. So that was kind of part of my process and inspiration.
Do you think, and it's an unfair subjective question, but do you think that middle children are always the best children?
Well, as the oldest child, I can't honestly say that. I'm a little bit biased, but my middle sister is fantastic. I have two middle sisters and a younger brother, so they're both great. But I like to think that the first child is, you know, has a special spot.
It is very special as well. No, absolutely. I'm a middle child, so I'm biased in that direction. And I'm sure my older sister feels differently as well as my younger sister. So I understand. Hey, Laura, title of the book and where people can buy the book. Can you give us a quick sense of both those things?
Absolutely. The title of the book is called Tumble Rose, really inspired by a scene where the sisters are trying to help each other. One sister So she feels like a tumbleweed. And then another one says, no, 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 you're a tumble rose. You're beautiful. Their last name is also Rose, and so that really plays into it too. So again, the title is Tumble Rose, and you can find it on Amazon, both in paperback as well as electronic copy for the Kindle.
Just fantastic. Congratulations on what you've done. Just an amazing thing. Congratulations, and I hope this just goes fantastic. And I hope you become such a best-selling author, but one that still wants to remain an editor-in-chief. So I hope you hit both those goals. Congratulations.